acceptable before you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Paying attention. I believe it's needless for me to say pay attention to this talk on paying attention to paying attention. I'd like to start with a question. Answer if this has ever happened to you. You go into the shop to buy a bottle of milk, and then you ended up leaving the shop with lots of biscuits, fizzy drinks, maybe one pack of grapes, and then you walk out and say, oh, I went in for the milk. Has that ever happened to you? Or you went in with a plan to spend just £5, and then you ended up spending 50, and you still didn't pick up the box of cereal you went in for in the first place. Anybody? Well, that, my friends, is what happens when we're not really paying attention. The quote, "The glory of God is man fully alive," is a well-known and widely used translation of a statement by Saint Irenaeus, who was a second century Christian theologian. So this morning, I thought it would be nice for us to explore the difference between living distracted lives and living fully alive. The difference between living distracted and living alive. Because it's not just about paying attention. It's about paying attention to how we pay attention. So turn to the person sitting next to you and say to them, pay attention. Look to the other side and say, pay attention. Someone please let me tell those on the VA desk, pay attention. Proverbs chapter 4 that Myron read to us says, pay attention to what I say. Shall we turn to that Bible passage again from Proverbs chapter 4? Look at verse 20 of that passage from Proverbs chapter 4. What does it say? Anyone can just scream it out loud. Thank you very much. My son, that will also apply to all the daughters here. Pay attention. Pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Did you see that in your Bible? Pay attention. Pay attention. Guard your heart, for everything, you may not know this, but everything you do flows from it. Turn again to that person next to you and say to them, pay attention. Pay attention. Guard your heart. Why? Because where your attention goes, your life follows. Where your attention goes, your life follows. Some of our young people here got their GCSE results in the last few days. Any of them here this morning? Maybe you're going to uni or you just got your GCSE result. Just wave your hand, you know. You? Okay. So many of you will be off to uni or to college and all that. And for the next couple of years, your focus, your attention is going to be arrested, in a sense, to focus on a particular discipline. So, for example, if your attention is quote unquote arrested to study medicine, to focus on medicine, or to study engineering or law, economics or whatever, for the next couple of years, that, my friends, is the direction of life that you are going towards. You may not know it unless something happens and you redirect that attention. Wherever your attention goes, your life follows. In Matthew chapter 14, Peter walks on water. At first, his eyes were locked on Jesus. His attention was fixed on him. And as long as that was the case, Peter was fine. Peter's walking, of course, was a miracle. But the moment that his eyes shifted to the storm, his attention became fractured. And when that happened, he began to sink. In essence, it wasn't the storm that sank Peter. His lack of attention on Jesus did the sinking. As long as he was focused on Jesus, who is the Lord over all storms, he was fine. But immediately, he shifted his attention. Immediately, his attention became divided. He began to sink. In that passage, Jesus said to Peter, "Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt?" In the original translation, that verse reads, "Why did you become double-minded?" Or "Why did your attention become divided?" Let's travel for a moment to Japan. Some of you love drinking tea. Anybody, any tea lover here in the house? Okay. Can I see that show, the show of hands again? It's okay. We're going to go back and forth with each other this morning, so get used to it. It's a good thing I'm actually pushing from the middle, so I can see you all very, very well. Have you heard of the Japanese tea ceremony? Anybody? Oh, you have. Has anyone partaken of that? Come on, you should try. It's just some tea. It's nothing, there's nothing mysterious about it. However, it's some, you know, the Japanese have turned these into such a big deal because it's what is called the art of mindful tea drinking. So it's not just about drinking, it's about slowing down, smelling the aroma of the tea, feeling the warmth of the cup, mindfully enjoying, savoring every sip. It's just about paying attention to the whole thing. The teacup, the tea, the smell of it, mindful, you know, just locking your attention on the whole experience. And believe it or not, even many doctors have said this practice of just mindful tea drinking helps to lower stress, improves mood, even helps blood pressure. But the point is not just the tea itself, but just that art of being attentive to that whole experience. The whole idea is to teach people to be fully present, fully attentive. Imagine if we treated our walk with God that way, slowing down in prayer, savoring, enjoying God's word, noticing his presence in the small moments of life. That, my friend, is the art of meditation. Children, imagine you're in a video game and you've got 100 focus points a day. Many of you who play your Nintendo and video games, you know what I'm talking about, isn't it? Do you? Just wave if you understand what I'm talking about. Don't be shy. It's not to catch you. Just ignore mommy and daddy for now. But how many of you play video games or you love playing games? Don't be shy. It's fine. Let's be honest here. Yeah? Good children. I'm talking to you. So, yeah. Okay. So imagine you've got some 100 focus points a day, and every time you get distracted by silly things, you get the sound beep, 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 and you lose some points. But if you save them for your main mission, you eventually win the game. You know what I'm talking about. That's why when you lock in the game, you don't like mommy or daddy or anybody distracting you because you know you're likely going to lose points. Your attention needs to be locked in. Otherwise, you lose. Similarly, teenagers and our young adults, notice your attention is like a flashpoint. And there are so many distractions out there. Social media, the noise from those funny friends, you know, all those drama and endless scrolling on the iPhones and all the online platform. What are you actually exchanging for all that? Your attention. The grown-ups are not spared as well. We all know this one too well. The phones pinging, the emails buzzing, the news flashes, and before it, we're living in a reactive mode because we may not know this, but we are constantly exchanging our attention for all these things. Back to the book of Proverbs we read earlier. What does it say? My son, pay attention. In order for us to take back the steering wheel of life, we need to pay attention. Not just to all the distractions of life, not to the distraction of life, but to the things that matter most. When we pay attention to what is draining our attention, we take back the steering wheel of life. Instead of being dragged by every wave and notification, we get anchored in what really matters. We may not know this, but all this distraction of life, we are exchanging this thing for our attention. And you need your attention in order to move the big things of life. And we may not know this, but we do not have limitless capacity. That is why even after scrolling through your phone all day, you get tired after a while. And you wonder, what have I done today? But attention is a limited resource. So here are the three quick challenges I would like for all of us this week. Pause before you look. The next time you reach for your phone or your remote control, would you ask, is this helping me live my main mission right now? The second challenge is notice God in the small stuff. The sunrise, your tea, coffee, the green spaces outside, the birds singing. Learn to slow down and see God in all of this. When we talk about meditation, yes, of course, prayer, study of the Bible are fantastic and the main sources of meditating on God's goodness, but they're not the only thing. God speaks to us through all the work of nature. But if our attention is constantly locked up on other things, then I'm sorry to disappoint you, you may hardly have enough reserve to hear God in other things. Let us learn to slow down and give God the space to engage us. The third challenge is give your best attention to God first. Before you give your days to the emails, to the social media, to the video games, may I encourage you to give it first to Jesus through prayer, through study of God's word, or just by sitting still and just allowing God to speak into your heart. You know those times you travel on trains and buses or through the tube, sat by yourself, you could cultivate an habit of giving that moment as periods for God to speak into your heart rather than think of the next TV series or Netflix series that you've missed from last week and you need to catch up on. Or the game Arsenal is going to play this evening, or Tottenham. Attention is a finite resource. Let us begin to learn to focus on those things that matter most. Peter was walking on water. Think of that. He was doing the impossible. Even though the waves were there, the wind was blowing. as long as he had his attention locked on Jesus, he did not sink. Think of that as a metaphor for life. There will always be challenges, and you may be going through a season of challenges and all sorts of things. May I encourage you to lock up your focus, not on the storm, not on those challenges, but on Jesus. As long as Peter locked his own attention on Jesus, even though the storms and the challenging weather was there, he was fine. Let us learn to lock our attention on Jesus, especially when things are tough. Peter only began to sink when he allowed his attention to split. If we can learn to pay attention to how we pay attention, we won't just survive life, we will walk on water. We will ride on storms. I have the privilege of knowing one or two people who like surfing. And the better the waves, the nicer it is for them. And you know why? Because over the years, these folks have learned to learn how, they've learned how to pay attention to their balance. The focus is not on the storm, the focus is on how they balance on the storm. They don't lock their attention on the waves. They lock it on something else outside the stormy waves. I cannot say this loud enough. Let us begin to learn to focus our gazes on the Lord Jesus, who, by the way, is the Lord over every storm of life. So this week, brothers and sisters, shall we guard our hearts, our ears, and our hearts? Could we dare to shine our flashlight where it matters as we learn to pay attention and enjoy God's presence more than the Japanese enjoy their ceremonial tea? Let us begin to learn how to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. May God help every one of us. In Jesus' name. We now have an opportunity.